Hello.
Hello, is Jacqueline Fair there?
This is she.
Good evening. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. We're not selling anything. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. To begin, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you very much. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, we know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for President, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely will vote.
Thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
No, I'm a Democrat.
And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
Kind of like a Democrat light, so not a strong Democrat.
Thank you. In November 2020 general election, for whom did you vote for president, Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden. Okay. I think Donald Trump is a piece of shit. And I've thought that since the 80s when he first came around. So there is no way I would ever vote for him.
Thank you. And just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, what is your age?
70.
Thank you. Now, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white or Caucasian? Thank you.
White.
And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated this year and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0
extremely,
and 10.
Extremely motivated.
And in the scale of 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I probably right in the middle, 5. Is that very what did you say? Not very satisfied, dissatisfied. It's in the middle. What was that one?
The middle one was satisfied.
Okay, satisfied.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I approve.
And would you say you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
I don't strongly approve, but somewhat approve.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Democrats in the U.S. Congress are handling their jobs?
I approve of what they're trying to do.
Mm-hmm. And using the same scale, do you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns so people say they want the President and Congress to be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on. We'll use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it is important at all. You can use a number once again between 0 and 10. The first one on the list is protecting voting rights and democracy.
Oh, that's a 10.
Then we have improving K-12 education.
10.
Banning assault weapons.
Oh, that's a good idea. 10.
Addressing immigration and border security.
That's probably an 8.
Thank you. Then we have banning TikTok.
I'm sorry, banning what? Oh, TikTok. Bammy TikTok. Yeah, that's probably a 7.
Thank you. Then we have combating climate change and protecting the environment.
Oh, that's an 8.
Then we have protecting our personal data online from foreign countries.
That's a 10.
Then we have fighting inflation and improving the economy.
That's a 5.
And the last one for this section is lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
That's a 7.
Thank you very much. Now, do you believe the President and Congress are spending their time and energy on issues that are important to you?
Well, they're trying to. Yes,
and,
I do believe.
Okay, thank you. And now I wanted to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel, and if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, just let me know. The first one on the list is Republicans in Congress.
I'm sorry, the what?
Republicans in Congress.
Oh, I think they're a 10.
Thank you. Then we have TikTok.
Oh. This got to be 25 because of what they could do.
Thank you. Then we have YouTube.
YouTube is probably an 80.
Thank you. Then we have Cornel West.
I'm sorry, what is it?
Cornel West.
I don't know what that is. So what do I get to say? Never heard of him.
Okay, thank you. Then we have X, formerly known as Twitter.
Oh, I think that's 25.
Thank you. Then we have Mark Zuckerberg.
Maybe a 60. He's done a couple things that I haven't approved of.
Thank you. Then we have Joe Biden.
Oh, he's probably a 75. He's just better than the alternative.
Thank you. And the next one is Charlemagne the God.
Charlemagne what?
The God.
I don't know.
Never heard of him?
Never heard of him.
Okay, thank you. Then we have Democrats in Congress.
Probably 75.
Cory Booker.
Cory Booker tries hard. Probably 80.
And the last one on the list is Donald Trump.
0. 1, I guess.
You can do from 0 to 100. If it's 0, we put 0.
0. Yeah, then let's do 0.
Thank you. Now, and I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, independent Cornel West, Democrat Joe Biden, and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote? If you're undecided, just let me know.
No, Biden, of those four.
Okay. Thank you. And generally speaking, what makes you support Joe Biden for president? In a few words, if you can.
Oh, because I think he's safer for the world than Donald Trump is. I don't think Kennedy is in touch with what's really happening. That's all. And the other person, I don't know who it is.
And you said Robert F. Kennedy is...
I don't think he's in touch with the real world.
In touch?
In touch.
With the real world.
With the real world.
Thank you very much. Now, changing gears, We want to ask you a couple of questions about tech issues that have been in the media recently. Generally speaking, how much would you say you understand about and know about artificial intelligence or AI? Would you say a great deal, a fair amount, not much, or not at all?
A fair amount. No, fair amount.
Okay. Thank you. And generally speaking, do you think that artificial intelligence or AI is going to be more of a benefit to humanity and our society or more of a threat?
A threat.
And would you say is somewhat more of a threat or much more of a threat?
Much more of a threat.
Thank you. Now, which of the following is closer to your view? Tech companies should be less regulated than they currently are. Tech companies should be more regulated than they currently are, or the current level of regulation of tech companies is about right?
Should be more regulated.
Thank you. And thinking about the potential use and misuse of your personal data online, which of the following do you feel is the biggest threat to your personal data privacy and security? Foreign tech companies, Russia, the U.S. government, North Korea, big U.S. tech companies, U.S. law enforcement, or China?
Well, foreign, and then the foreign would be Russia and China. So I don't know how you want to break that down. But
well, foreign tech companies.
So I think foreign tech companies.
Foreign tech companies. Thank you. And switching gears a bit, how often do you use any of the following social media platforms, if at all? TikTok?
Never.
And Instagram?
Never.
YouTube?
Once in a while.
And with once in a while, do you mean about once a day, multiple times a week, multiple times a month, about once a month, or less than
multiple times a month.
Thank you. Then we have X, formerly Twitter.
Never.
And Facebook.
Oh, a couple times a day.
Multiple times a day?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a few statements about different social media companies. For each, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with a statement. The first one is, TikTok keeps its users' data secure.
Disagree.
And do you strongly disagree or just somewhat?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. Then we have, X or Twitter keeps its user data secure.
Possibly. May agree, maybe. Okay, what do I have a choice? Strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree and strongly agree.
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. Then we have Meta plays a negative role in society. Meta / Facebook.
No, I don't think. Okay, I disagree.
And do you strongly disagree or just somewhat?
Just somewhat.
Thank you. Then we have Meta keeps its users' data secure.
Oh. Agree.
And do you somewhat agree or?
Somewhat agree.
So that would be somewhat. Thank you. Then we have X or Twitter plays a negative role in society.
Strongly agree.
And TikTok plays a negative role in society.
What's the one in the middle? Agree. I think TikTok is good, but I think it's scary how it's not controlled properly. So, but I think it has a place in society and it does good in society. It's just the back part of it's not the good part. So
the statement was TikTok plays a negative role in society, and the options are I strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree.
Yeah, I disagree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Now, and have you recently seen, read, or heard about Congress passing a bill to ban TikTok and the president signing it into law?
Yes.
And have you heard a lot about it or just a little?
A little.
Thank you. Next, I would like to ask you about the law Congress recently passed and President Biden signed into law, which will ban TikTok from the U.S. if its parent company doesn't divest from or sell TikTok within the next 9 months. Generally speaking,
I strongly
do you support
agree.
Or oppose?
I agree.
Okay, thank you. And generally speaking, would you say you are more or less likely to vote for a candidate who voted to ban TikTok from the U.S.?
I'm more likely to vote for a candidate that bans it.
And would you say you are somewhat more likely to vote for or much more likely to vote for?
Much more likely.
Thank you. And what do you think it was Congress' primary motivation behind banning TikTok? Do you think it was they have been influenced by big tech lobbyists who work for TikTok's competitors? They are trying to silence certain voices that they don't like or agree with. They want to protect U.S. citizens' data security. They want to stop the spread of propaganda and fake news on TikTok. They think TikTok is a bad influence on children and teens. They are concerned that China could use TikTok to spy on us. They are playing politics, or they are trying to help their rich, special interest friends and donors.
Okay, I think that China, I think that they're trying to keep us from the Chinese getting all of our information. Yes. So I know that was
Thank
one of the
you.
Ones.
Oh, would you like to change the answer?
No.
Okay. So they are concerned that China could use TikTok to spy on us.
Yes.
Thank you. Now, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your patience. We have a couple of questions more, but we're almost finished. Now, generally speaking, from which of the following sources do you get most of your news or information about what's going on in your community? Please select all that apply. Is it music and entertainment sites, yes or no?
No.
Local TV news?
Yes.
Social media such as Facebook, TikTok, or Instagram?
No.
Talk or news radio?
No.
Print newspapers or magazines?
No.
National evening network TV news such as ABC, CBS, or NBC?
Yes.
News websites or apps?
Yes.
News aggregators such as Apple News, Google News, or Flipboard?
No.
Cable TV news such as CNN, Fox News, or MSNBC?
Yes.
And YouTube?
No.
Thank you very much. The last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College graduate.
And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced,
married.
Or widowed?
Married.
Thank you. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation. We really appreciate it. Have a wonderful night.
Thanks. Bye.
Thank you. Goodbye. Yeah.